弟兄姐妹们平安，好，提起大家的不得。我想除了常常读圣经的人之外，很少有华人会熟悉亚居拉和百基拉这两个名字。
Unless you're familiar with the Bible, you probably are not familiar with the names of Sila and Priscilla.
今天在英文的人名当中，百基拉啊 ，Priscilla 还算常见。
In English names, Priscilla is quite common.
我就认识好多位基督徒姐妹，为自己或者为女儿取名叫 Priscilla。
I actually know several sisters whose names or their daughter's names are Priscilla.
那 Aquila 就少见得多了
，But Aquila is more rare.
也许是我认识人不够多，我想不起有任何一个我认识的人英文名字是 Aquila.
I can't recall any person I know by the name of Aquila.
老中没有，老美也没有
，Not Chinese, not American.
可能是这个名字的发音不太像是个英文名字
，Maybe Aquila doesn't even seem like an English name.
但是如果要基督徒的领袖们从圣经当中挑选一对榜样最出色的模范夫妇，亚居拉和百基拉一定会高票当选。
That is the Christian leaders were to be like an exemplary couple from the Bible. The couple of Sila and Priscilla would certainly be elected.
多半会拿第一名，起码也有前三名。
They probably get the first place or at least in the top three.
圣经提到他们六次都是正面的。
They were mentioned six times in the Bible. All of them are positive.
每一处都显出他们一些可取之处。
Each time they present a good point of theirs.
所以要讲他们的榜样，我可以从很多不同的角度来讲。
And I can start from many angles to describe their good points.
十多年前，我在一次的讲座当中提过他们。
About 10 years ago, I mentioned them in one of my sermons.
有好几次我在婚礼当中为人证婚的时候，也举过这对夫妻的榜样。
Even in some weddings, I exemplify this couple.
但是今天我想换一个角度
But today I'm going to change my point of view
把重点放在团队侍奉
And I will focus on the team service
我会带领大家从三方面来看亚居拉和百基拉是团队侍奉最好的伙伴
And from three aspects I will bring you to see how they are good matches in the team service
第一他们最明显的好榜样是他们夫妻两人之间的同心
First of all, they are always of one heart
这可以从好几方面看得到
And there are evidences for that
首先圣经中有四卷书总共六次提到他们总是夫妻一起没有例外
First of all, the gospel four books in the Bible mentioned them six times and each time they were always together
在早期教会里面有不少很爱主的基督徒
Of course in the early churches many Christians were godly
不过圣经总是单独提到弟兄或姐妹的名字
But oftentimes these Christians were mentioned alone like a brother or a sister
唯有亚居拉和百基拉是夫妻一起而且不是这六次都是如此两人从来没有落单过
Only Aquila and Priscilla were mentioned as a couple all the time
这倒不是说别的基督徒夫妇都只有一方比较爱主另一方不太积极
It's not to say that the others were like one husband loves the other or the wife does not.
只是亚居拉和百基拉同进同出，显然是早期教会相当引人注意的好榜样。
But the fact of Aquila and Priscilla were always together is indeed a good example in the early churches.
此外，他们也是一对同甘苦、共患难的夫妻。
Also, the couple always go through difficult times together.
根据《使徒行传》十八章的记载
，According to Acts chapter 18，
他们住在罗马的时候，遇到罗马皇帝格老丢下了一个命令，他们就和所有的犹太人被迫离开罗马。
When they were still living in Rome, the Roman Emperor Claudius made an order for all the Jews to leave Rome.
在格老丢驱逐犹太人离开罗马的事情，在圣经以外的历史文件当中确实有记载，实际上还发生过两次。
Claudius' order to drive out the Jews from Rome is actually historically recorded outside of the Bible for five already.
学者们认为亚基拉和百基拉所遭遇的应该是第二次，发生在公元49年。
And the scholars think that Aquila and Priscilla experienced the second time, which was in the year 49.
当时发生一件动乱，所有的犹太人就因此被赶出罗马。
Because of an upheaval, all the Jews were driven out of Rome.
那亚居拉和百基拉他们就来到了哥林多以制造帐篷为业
So the couple, Aquila and Priscilla, moved to Corinth, and their job was to make tents.
我们把圣经所有提到他们的亲缘按照历史的时间顺序来排列的话，就会看到他们之后又经过不少长途跋涉。
Putting the verses mentioning them in chronological order, we will see that they were always in long distance travels.
至少他们在这次渡过哥林多之后，又在以弗所住了一段不短的时间。
After they left Corinth, they also lived in Ephesus for a long time.
然后他们又到罗马住了一段时间
，and then they moved back to Rome.
之后又回到以弗所住了一段时间
，then back to Ephesus.
然后可能还住过其他的城市
，and they probably also lived somewhere else.
无论是因为遭受患难或者其他的理由而奔波，他们总是在一起。
Whether it's by force or by other reasons, they were always together.
好，更难能可贵的是，他们是一对同心侍奉主的夫妻。
What is even more precious is that they were of one heart to serve the Lord.
当初从罗马去哥林多是出于逼迫，那是不得已的。
Moving from Rome to Corinth was out of their control.
但是从哥林多到以弗所却显然是为了福音的缘故。
But from Corinth to Ephesus was actually there for active decision to serve the gospel.
而且无论是在以弗所或是罗马，他们夫妇都为主发光，而且开放他们的家来侍奉。
Whether in Ephesus or in Rome, they shone for the Lord and opened their house for them of Christians.
从使徒行传十八章二十六节，我们看到，当他们在以弗所要帮助亚波罗的时候，是把亚波罗接到自己的家中。
In Acts chapter 18 verse 26, we see that the couple, when they were in Ephesus and they were trying to help Apollos, they invited Apollos to their home.
这部分我们等一下会再细看。
We'll take a look later at this point.
然后过了几年，保罗写信给哥林多教会。
Several years later, Paul wrote to the Corinthian church.
在信尾对哥林多人说，亚居拉和百基拉并在他们家里的教会，因主多多的问们安。
In the end of the letter, Paul said, "The churches in the province of Asia sent you greetings."Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord, and so does the church that meets at your house.
圣经学者多半都同意这封信是保罗在以弗所写的。
The scholars agree that the letter was written when Paul was in Rome.
Was in Ephesus. 那从此看来，亚居拉和百基拉的家是以弗所城里面一个家庭教会的聚会处。
In this, we can see that Aquila and Priscilla's house is a family church meeting place in Ephesus.
又过了几年，保罗写罗马书。
Several years later, Paul wrote the Romans.
在信尾，他跟住在罗马的人一家一家的问安。
So he went to visit the many houses in
Ephesus.
He greeted. Yeah. Okay, the houses in Rome.
那亚居拉和百基拉当时也住在罗马。
So Aquila and Priscilla also lived in Rome that time.
在从罗马书十六章三到五节，我们可以看到他们家是罗马城里面好几个家庭教会的其中一个。
In Romans chapter 15 verse 3 to 5, we can see that their home is actually one of the family meeting places in that time, and their home is probably one of the biggest.
而且是放在最前面，很可能是最主要、最大的一个。
Their home is probably the most primary one.
这样看来，这对夫妇每到一个新的地方，就在家里开放聚会。
So it seems that every time the couple moved to a new place, they opened up their new home for meeting places.
无论在哪个城市，只要有他们，就有教会。他们的家就是教会。
Everywhere they go, they will open their houses for meeting places.
但他们两人在服事上的美好见证，显然是名声广播。
So their good testimony in the service is well known.
以至于保罗会说，外邦的众教会都感谢他们。
So that Paul said that the church of the Gentiles gave their thanks to them.
这对夫妻还有另外一个值得注意的地方。
So this couple also has another thing to pay attention to.
就是圣经六次提到他们的时候，两次是先提亚居拉，再提百基拉。另外四次却是百基拉放在前头。
At the six times they were mentioned in the Bible, the two times where Aquila was put first, and the other five times where Aquila was mentioned first.
这六段经文我是按照历史的发生的时间来排列的。
So I put this in chronological order.
所以我们不能说早先都是亚希拉挂头，后来都变成百希拉挂头。
It was
穿插的。
So it's not like we can say that at the beginning Aquila was first, and then later Aquila was the head. It actually intervened.
比较可能是恩赐上的最大。
It's probably the match in their case.
也许在一些侍奉上主要承担责任的是百希拉。
Maybe in some services the main responsibility is Aquila.
所以在这边我们可以看到亚居拉是一位好丈夫。
So we see that Aquila was a good husband.
很支持，很肯定他太太的侍奉。
He supported his wife's service.
他不介意在很多时候妻子的名字放在他的前头。
He didn't mind that sometimes his wife's name can be put before his own.
但另一方面，有些时候亚居拉的名字还是放在前面。
But oftentimes Aquila's name is still put in as the first.
由此看来，做妻子的百居拉显然不是那种高举女权的女强人。
So from this we see that Aquila was not a female rights activist.
他并不认为别人都应该总是把亚居拉的名字放在他的后面。
He thinks that others should also put his husband's name first.
所以这个夫妻有一个相当美好的配搭关系。
So this couple had a very good partnership.
有一些事情是夫唱妇随，另外一些事情是妇唱夫随。
In some things the wife follows the husband, in others the husband follows the wife.
其实对他们更好的形容可能是所谓的琴瑟和鸣。
And it's like two musical instruments that complement each other.
这对夫妻真的是同心侍奉的最佳模范。
This couple is indeed a very exemplary one.
但亚希拉和百希拉不只是很能在夫妻的小团队当中同心侍奉，他们也很能与别的人配搭侍奉。
Not only was the couple a good couple service, they were also good teammate service in a team.
保罗与他们是在哥林多初次相遇认识的。
So Paul first met them in Corinth.
一相识就成为好朋友。
At first glance, they became good friends.
保罗与他们同住。
The Paul lives with them.
那看起来是他们接待保罗住在他们家中。
As though they invited Paul into their house.
想看看在那之前，保罗已经有多年侍奉的经验，与好多位同工一起配搭过，旅行宣教到各处去建立教会。
Before that time, Paul had many years of service experience, but he actually had been to many co-workers' places or to spread the gospel everywhere.
那亚居拉和百基拉与保罗认识算是比较晚的。So
actually, Aquila and Priscilla met Paul at a later time.
但是从认识之后，就很快成为保罗亲密的同工，甚至是最亲密的同工。But
soon after they met, they soon become Paul's closest or even the closest workers.
他们先与保罗一同在哥林多建立教会。
They first established churches in Corinth.
同住一段时间之后，保罗要坐船往叙利亚去继续宣教旅程。
After spending time together for a while, Paul left for Syria to establish other churches.
保罗辞别了哥林多教会其他的人。
But Paul parted with the people in Corinth.
但是亚居拉和百居拉与保罗一同去。
Aquila and Priscilla went with Paul.
到了以弗所，保罗向当地犹太人传福音一些日子之后，他自己必须前行回耶路撒冷。After
Paul had spread the gospel to the Jews for a while, he had to go back to Jerusalem.
他就把亚居拉和百基拉留在以弗所。So
he put Aquila and Priscilla in Ephesus.
显然是经过在哥林多期间的一起。
Evidently, after their service together in Corinth, Paul must feel very comfortable to put every service to Priscilla and Priscilla's hands.
就把以弗所的事工交托给他们。
So he put the entire Ephesian church's services into the couple's hands.
后来经过一段时间之后，保罗又回到以弗所。
Later, Paul returned to Ephesus.
一住住了两年多。
stay there for 2 years.
而你更多的人信主受栽培，教会被建造的更稳固。
Many became Christians and the church became even a stronger one.
在这段期间，亚居拉和百吉拉应该还是住在以弗所，而且是给予保罗最坚定支持的主要总部。
During this time, the couple.Aquila and Priscilla still live in Ephesus, and they continue to give support to our power.
但是我们刚刚看过的，保罗从以弗所写信给哥林多教会的时候，这对夫妇的家正是以弗所家庭教会的主要聚会点。
But we have seen from Paul's letters to Ephesians, the Ephesian churches, and to the Corinthian churches. From Paul's letters to the Corinthian churches and the Ephesians, Paul and Priscilla's home was actually a primary meeting place in.
这个夫妇在保罗心中占有什么样的地位呢？
So what is the position of this couple in Paul's heart?
保罗在写信给罗马教会的时候这样告诉众人说，
The power to the Roman churches he said this.
他们是一对在基督耶稣里与保罗同工的夫妇。
They were a couple who was a co-worker in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们甚至曾经为了保罗的命将自己的颈项置之度外。
They even valued Paul's life more than their own at one time.
那保罗对他们是充满了感激之情。
And Paul was full of thankfulness to this couple.
我前几礼拜跟大家提过，以前我在洛杉矶的时候，曾经在一间大教会担任过执事。
So I was one of the deacons in a big church in Los Angeles.
那时候我们是罗省基督教会和 First Evangelical Church of Los Angeles.在母会之外职的第一个分会。
So I was serving in the branch church of the mother church, the First Evangelical Church of Los Angeles.
后来不久，我们那个分会跟母会又合力再植了一个分会。
Later, the mother church and my church also planted another branch church.
那到今天，光在洛杉矶地区，我们已经有六个分会，主日聚会总人数是好几千人。
Today there are six.Total churches in Los Angeles and thousands of people meet in Sunday.
就我在那里的时候呢，我们那时候就已经有三个分会。
Even the time when I was there were already three branch churches.
那每个分会又各有两个到三个说不同语言的堂。
In every branch church, there are two to three congregations speaking different languages.
所以教会里面牧师很多。
So many pastors there.
和我一同担任执事的平信徒领袖也很多。
Many co-worker leaders such as me were also there.
要让所有的人都能够同心侍奉，不是一件很容易的事。
It wasn't really difficult for everyone to serve with one heart.
那当时非常出色，让我非常敬佩的同工相当的多。
That time many co-workers were there. I respected them a lot.
其中有一对夫妇。非常非常像亚居拉和百吉拉。
And there's one couple who were just like Aquila and Priscilla.
他们跟任何人同工都能够同工的很愉快，深受所有人的爱戴。
In their every service opportunity, people respected them.
他们特别有一个无人可及的长处，就是他们对传道人非常的爱护和支持。
And they have this unique point about always supporting the ministers and pastors.
那他们其实是属于母会的同工，我是在这个分会。
And they actually belong to the mother church, whereas I belong to the branch church.
但是我看得到，无论是母会或者是任何一个分会的任何一位牧师和传道人，和这位夫妇、这对夫妇相交或者侍奉的时候，都会感受到极大的爱护和支持。
That every pastor or minister in every branch church always receives much support and love from the couple.
在当时有不少担任同工的人，恩赐非常强，很有才干，办起事来水平相当的高，连带的他们的期望也很高。
Many co-workers at that time had strong gifts, and their quality of work is very high. And they, of course, gave pressure to the pastors.
所以在那些教在那教会里面侍奉的牧师压力是很大的。
So the pastors in those churches will have many much pressure because of that.
一方面要带领一群很强的领袖，一方面还要维持整个团队的和谐，非常不容易。
To lead all these leaders who are strongly equipped and to have a harmony in the church is difficult.
而这对夫妇呢，他们两个人在教会里面都非常的资深。
And this couple was actually well qualified in the church.
丈夫和妻子各自又在好多方面有超过他人的恩赐。
The husband and wife actually have many gifts that well above average.
比如说在美国有很多华人教会用的诗本是教会圣诗 Hymn for Gospel.
For example, many Chinese churches Americans use the hymn book Hymns for the God People.
是那个橘色的橘黄色的
It looks orange.
在诗本当中，哎，只说有一个编辑委员会没有列任何个人的人名。
The hymn book only says that it's edited by an association. No name is mentioned.
但是其实主编就是那位妻子。
But in fact, the main editorial is the wife of the couple I mentioned.
可是这对夫妇极其的谦虚，非常的随和。
But this couple was actually very humble.
他们总是扮演鼓励牧师、支持牧师的角色。
They always encourage and support the pastors.
有好几次在教会有需要的时候，他们及时出面发挥功用，帮助不同的牧师化解教会内部的危机。
Every time when there is a crisis in the church and there is a need, they are always the first to give their hands out.
就是在那个时候，我开始有了很深的印象，就是有一些基督徒夫妇。就像亚屈拉和百基拉一样
At that time I started to have this impression that many Christian couples were like Aquila and Priscilla
他们自己有他们的专业不是全职的传道人
They have their own jobs They are not full-time ministers
但他们很善于跟各不同的人同工
But they were good at co-working with others
在任何的侍奉团队当中他们都是最好的伙伴
Every team they go to, they are always a good co-worker.
我们伊萨克教会是一间大学城里面的华人教会。
Our church is a Chinese church in a college town.
所以我们绝大多数的会友在这个城里晚期住个几年之后就一定会搬离开。
So most of our church members are only short time stay here, they will leave after several years.
他们会分散到全美以及世界各地不同的地方。
Later, they will go to all throughout America or the world.
有过好几次，有些校友打电话回来。
Oftentimes, our church alumni will call back.
说他们到了新的地方，加入当地唯一的华人教会。
Telling me that they have been to this new place and visiting or attending the only Chinese church there.
但是对教会的很多方面包括对教会的牧师他们感到不适应
But they couldn't get accustomed to that new church or to the pastor there
我通常都会很耐心地听他们说
Usually I will listen with patience
但是在绝大多数的情形我都会告诉他们说
But other times I also say this to them
在我看来最好的解决方法是他们有亚居拉和百居拉的性质
The best solution for them is to have the attitude of Aquila and Priscilla.
以正面的态度来积极与那个教会的牧师合作，来帮助牧师。
To collaborate and help the new pastor there with a positive attitude.
也与其他的同工谦卑的配搭，来积极建造教会。
And to humbly work with the other co-workers to build up the church.
同样，今天我们在座的人有90%以上。也会在几年之内搬去别的地方。
Likewise, 90% of you will move away in years.
我们希望大家都记得这个劝勉。
I hope you'll remember this teaching here.
到了新的地方，加入新的教会之后，就算有些方面不适应，求主让你有亚居拉和百基拉的心智。
When you move to another church, for sure you will not get accustomed to the new church, but Remember to have the heart of Aquila and Priscilla.
这对夫妇还有一个最为人称道的地方，就是组内的同工有不足之处，他们是以团队精神来帮助。
Another respectful point about the couple Aquila and Priscilla is that they always have a team spirit to help the co-workers who are insufficient.
保罗离开以弗所不久，有一位叫做亚波罗的人来到以弗所，也开始传福音。
Soon after Paul left Ephesus, a name by the name Apollos came to exist through also spread the gospel.
我们要记得亚居拉和百居拉是比亚波罗先在以弗所服事的。
Remember, Aquila and Priscilla started to serve in Ephesus well before Apollos.
亚波罗以前跟他们不认识。
And Apollos did not know Aquila and Priscilla before.
看来他来了之后也没有先跟他们联系建立关系。
And it looks that when Apollos arrived at Ephesus, he didn't contact the couple either.
但是亚居拉和百居拉却显然没有排挤亚波罗的心态。
But Aquila and Priscilla did not edge out Apollos just because of that.
而且亚波罗显然在真道的教导上有缺陷。
And apparently Apollos was fell short on the teaching of the truth.
亚基拉和百基拉没有选择当众让他难堪来显出自己高明。
But Aquila and Priscilla did not make him look bad in the crowd to make themselves look bad.
而是非常友善的邀请他到家里来。
But to when instead they invited the power to their home.
他们用爱心将神的道给他讲解得更加详细。
And they gently and patiently explained the God's word in more detail to Apollo.
这样的心胸是非常宽大的。
How magnanimous is this?
我们中国都有一句话说文人相亲啊。
So the Chinese idiom has said that two wise people will fight against each other.
这在历史上是显而易见的。
And it's a recurrent thing, of course, in human history.
其实不只是文人，在现实生活当中，有很多人表面上是维持朋友和伙伴的关系。私底下却是彼此嫉妒竞争。
Just not wise people, even just regular friends. On the outside, they might be a good partnership, but in the in truth, they are actually very competitive and jealous of each other.
首先熟悉美国 NBA 职业篮球的人都知道，哇，这个两个天王巨星 Shaquille O'Neal 跟 Kobe Bryant 曾经在洛杉矶的湖人队一起打球。
So in NBA, LA Lakers.So there are two stars, Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. They were once in the same team, Lakers.
比他们两个的球技真是可以连续多年称霸整个联盟。
Their skills were enough to dominate the whole NBA for many years.
但是两个人都要争老大。
But because both of them wanted to be the head.
他们互相批评，最后闹到不欢而散。
They criticized each other and eventually parted on bad terms.
相对之下，另外一位球员 David Robinson 却树立一个很难得的榜样。
On the other hand, another player David Robinson gave us a good example.
David Robinson 的球技也非常出色。
David Robinson's skills also quite good.
他也是美国第一次派职业明星队去打奥运，拿到金牌那个梦幻球队里面的先发球员。
In fact, he was the very first NBA player to play in the Olympic Games, and he got this medal called the Dream Team Medal.
那他自己是San Antonio的当家中锋。
He was San Antonio's main center, primary center.
Yeah. 后来球队来了一位年轻的新的中锋 Tim Duncan.
Then a young player Tim Duncan joined the team later.
那 David Robinson 倾囊相授的将经验和技巧传给丁当者。
So David Robinson didn't hold anything back to teach this young player all he knew about basketball.
他带着他们，就是他们两个打双中锋，最后创下非常出色的战绩。
Together as double center, they actually made very wonderful feats in the NBA history.
后来丁当肯越打越出色，开始超过 David Robinson.
Later, 丁当肯 actually surpassed David Robinson.
但 Robinson 以非常宽大的心胸继续扶持丁当肯，让丁当肯取代他成为主力中锋，他自己变为副手。
But Robinson continued to use a magnanimous heart to guide Duncan, and later Duncan actually became the main center, and David Robinson became only the secondary center.
David Robinson 是一位基督徒。
David Robinson is a Christian.
他早在丁当肯出现之前就已经被公认是 NBA 球员当中最有风度的绅士。
Even before Duncan joined the team, David Robinson was already well known for his gentleness and great heart.
一直到他退休都是如此。
Until he retired, people knew this.
那很多不同体育项目的职业运动员都说 David Robinson 提起栽培 Tim Duncan 的宽大心胸是带给他们极大启发的最好榜样。
Even many professional athletes outside of the basketball saw David Robinson as the prime example of how he showed Duncan of all the skills that he gave.
而在这教会当中，这也是值得我们思想的。
And even at church, I think we can learn from this as well.
但有些教会，一些基督徒同工会彼此之间暗暗的，甚至公开的比较、竞争。
In many churches, the Christian co-workers will openly or privately compete with one another.
他们把一些服事的机会视为是对自己个人的肯定。
They treat every time they serve as a way to get praise from others.
有些人常常否定别人。
Many people criticize others often.
总是讲人家不好来显示自己高明。
They fasten about others to show how good they are.
还有些人因着嫉妒就常在背后中伤别人闲言闲语
Many slander others out of jealousy
更有一些人会用手段给新来的人一个下马威
Many trample newcomers
那这些事情连非基督徒都知道不应该在教会中发生
Even non-Christians know that all these things are bad
但是因着人的罪性还是在很多教会都发生过
But because of our human sinful nature, this still happens in many churches.
其实心态不对，不仅伤害对方，也伤害教会，还伤害自己。
Actually, if you have a wrong attitude, you not only hurt the other person, you also hurt the church and even yourself.
反过来，若能够像亚居拉和百基拉这样子来对待亚波罗，就造就对方，造就教会，也造就自己。
On the other hand, if you can have the heart of Aquila and Priscilla, you will be constructive to the other person, to the church, and to yourself.
那25年前我们搬到洛杉矶在10月加入一个新成立才几个月的团契。
25 years ago, we moved to Los Angeles, and we joined the new fellowship in October.
那年的年底原来的团契主席把范务交给他的弟弟。
Then at the end of the year, the fellowship leader,gave the leadership role to his brother.
那他的弟弟和媳妇人非常的老实。
So his brother and sister-in-law were honest couple.
信主才一两年，也没什么侍奉经验。
They had only believed in God for 2 years, and they didn't even have much experience.
他们要带领一个年轻又充满极大潜力的团契，很不容易。
It was indeed a challenge to lead a young fellowship full of potential.
而且又要应付我们这些从各地新来意见又多的人那就更不容易
And they have to deal with us who have very many opinions from all the around the city
但他们很忠心实实在在的把那一年的服事做完
But they still faithfully completed their service in that year
结果年底团契的成员们同工们都要我接棒
At the end of the year people wanted me to take the leadership role
那我几天因为毫无心理准备就是再的推迟
At first I refused because I wasn't prepared
但是后来因为教会的牧师其他传道人都让我接我祷告之后就接了
But because the pastor, the ministers all wanted me to take the job so I accepted the job after I prayed
那接了之后当然就是非常认真的去组织计划
So after I accepted the job I diligently designed the plans and later
那短短几个月因为同工们齐心努力团契果然充满了蓬勃发展的新气象
In several months because the co-workers work hard together the fellowship becomes flourish
当然在各方面都快速增长的时候很多的新的挑战也会不断出现
Of course we were now without the challenges of our own
结果有一个星期六我突然接到一个电话
One Saturday afternoon I got a phone call
是那位前任团契主席和他太太打来的
It was from the previous leader and his wife
说他们想来看看我
们 They wanted to visit us
那这事情很突然
And so sudden is so call
挂了电话之后我和我太太两人就胡思乱想猜他们为什么要来
So my wife and I were just thinking all the possible reasons why they wanted to come
是他们对我们有什么不满的地方
Is it something we did that's wrong?
是不是他们要来告诉我们什么强烈的意见
Is it something that they want to suggest against?
结果他们到的时候两个人手中都拿了好多吃的
but when they arrived, their hands were full of delicious food.
原来他们买了好多好吃的饭菜，要来和我们一起吃晚餐。
So they actually bought many delicious dishes to have dinner with us.
可是我不是松了一口气啊，我心中压力更大。
But I wasn't relieved yet. I actually feel even more pressure.
我担心问题比我想的更严重。
I worry that the problem is more serious than I originally thought.
没想到整个晚上他们都一直在对我们说鼓励的话。
Surprisingly, the whole evening they continued to keep encouragement to my wife and me.
他们说他们自己做过团契主席。
They said they have been fellowship leaders as well.
知道很辛苦，很不容易。
They know how hard it is.
所以他们一直说鼓励的话，一句批评的话都没有。
So all they said was encouragement. There is not a single sentence of criticism.
那天晚上他们走了之后，我感到很羞愧。
So after they left our house that night, I feel very ashamed.
因为我是以小人之心度君子之腹。
Because I was using my Because I was trying to dissect their magnanimous character using my unmagnanimous heart.
在接下来几年当中，我们夫妇和他们成为很好的朋友。
In the years to come, we became good friends with that couple.
而且有越来越多的人都发现到，神赐给我们教会最宝贵的一个礼物。就是对对看起来很平凡，其实一点都不平凡的夫妻。
And many people began to see that a precious gift that God has given our church is that a seemingly simple couple who is not simple at all.
真的，最能带给教会祝福的，绝对不是一些能够证明自己比别人强的人。
Truly, the people who can give true blessings to the church is not those who appear to be more gifted than others.
而是像亚居拉、百吉拉一样，能够用爱心的服侍，让别人发挥得更精彩，甚至远超过自己。
But those who are like Aquila and Priscilla, who diligently serve and encourage others, so that the others can surpass themselves.
好，最后让我们简单复习一下亚居拉和百吉拉三方面的榜样。
So now we will review the three points from Aquila and Priscilla.
你们记得什么
？Do you remember any?
很好，第一个是他们夫妻是最同心的团队。
Right, the first is of one heart as a couple.
他们彼此就是侍奉当中最好的伙伴。
They are good partners with one another.
第二呢
？What's the second one?
对，他们能够与不同的人搭配。
A good partnership to the others in the team.
他们总是团队当中最好的伙伴。
A good partner to the others in the team.
尤其是他们肯全力支持那个团队的领袖。
Especially that they can fully support the team leaders.
第三呢
？What's the third point?
啊，他们能够来用爱心来遮掩别人的缺陷。
They use love to cover others' shortcomings.
他们愿意帮助别人成长，甚至超越自己。
To help others grow, or to even surpass their own.
好，我们一起来唱一首诗歌。
The world sing this together.
这首诗歌本来是用英文写的。
The song was originally written in English.
我们就用自己熟悉的语言来唱。
So please sing with your favorite language.
We hold hands.心心相见，因为在神却没有难成的事。主说若有两个人同心合意地恳求，天父必定为他们成就。我们来到主施恩座前，同心合意地恳求。靠耶稣生命，他应许必定垂听我们祷告。我们手牵手，心心相连，因为在神绝没有难成的事。是恩座前求，信心坚定说。我 相信，我相信，凡事他都能通透。
Again.
我们手牵手，心心相连，因为再深绝没有难成的事。主说若有两个人同心合意地恳求，天父必定为他们成就。我们来到主施恩座前，同心合意地恳求，靠耶稣圣名，他已应许必定垂听我们祷告。我们手牵手，心心相连，因为再深绝没有难成的事。是很多千秋，心心坚定说，我相信，我相信，凡事都
同同姐妹，同同姐妹，同同。
主说若有两个人同心合意地恳求，天父必定为他们成就。
一起来，就非常简单。
我们来到主施恩座前，同心合意地恳求，靠耶稣圣名，他必应许必定垂听我们祷告。我们手牵手，心心相连，因为再深绝没有难成的事。是很多千秋，心心坚定说，我相信，我相信，但是他
好人。
我们来到主施恩座前，同心合意地恳求，靠耶稣圣名，他已应许必定垂听我们祷告。我们手牵手，心心相连，因为再深却没有难成的事。是很多千秋，心心坚定说，我相信，我相信，凡事他都能。
我们去祷告，来，再一起祷告。亲爱的主，我们谢谢你赐给我们亚居拉和百基拉的榜样。
Dear Lord, thank you for giving us a good example of Aquila and Priscilla.
我们恳求主在未来的年间，在普世的众教会，在整个神的国度当中，兴起更多亚居拉和百基拉。
May you give us more couples like Aquila and Priscilla in the years to come for the churches and the kingdom in this earth.
主啊，我们把我们自己献上。
Lord, we give ourselves to you.
我们愿意我们自己就成为这样的人。
And we are willing to be one like Aquila and Priscilla.
主啊，恳求主你引导我们已经结婚的夫妻们。
Help us, Lord, for us who are married couples.
让我们有一个坚定的心智，我们两人要同心。
So that we can have a strong heart and to be of one.
不管我们过去我们中间有多少的结，
No matter how many conflicts we have been through,
我们已经成为属主的人。
We belong to God.
主啊，你把我们化掉中间的疙瘩。
So Lord, help us to delete our shortcomings.
让我们能够同心侍奉。
So that we can serve with one heart.
专门也为我们当中还是单身的弟兄和姐妹们来祷告。
And also bless us who are still single.
主啊，求你这时候就开始引导他们为将来的配偶来祷告。
May you lead these people to search and seek for their future significant other.
让弟兄们都愿意来做亚基拉。
So that the brothers can become a Sarah.
让姐妹们都愿意来做百基拉
，and sisters can become Priscilla，
而且他们心中所求的配偶就是能够和他们同心配搭侍奉的人。
And that the partner they seek in their heart is actually one that can be a good match to their service.
做你家电他们心中这样渴望的心,
give such a desire to them.
让他们就不会被眼睛所见的牵引诱惑,
so that they will not be deceived from what their eyes see.
而是能够把能够同心侍奉主放在范围选择配偶的首位。
But to put the ability to serve the Lord with one heart as the single most priority.
我们也恳求主你继续改变塑造我们每个人。
Lord, I will continue to transform us.
让我们不只是能够与自己的配偶同心,
not only can we work one with our partner,
我们也能够愿意，也能够善于与不同的人同工,
but also to co-work well with other people.
更是恳求主赐给我们宽大的心,
also to give us a magnanimous heart,
能够以耶稣基督的心为心,
to use Jesus as our example,
总是想到要来扶持他人,
to always think about serving the others,
来补别人的不足,
to complement others' shortcomings,
来建造他人,
to build others,
让别人能够发挥更大的功用,
so that the others can shine even more.
求主祝福我们这个教会,
Lord, bless this church,
让我们在这几方面都能够显著的成长,
so that we can also grow,
让别人得造就,
and that the others can be built up too,
教会得造就,
and that the church can be built up,
我们自己也得造就,
and that we can be built up.
听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayer.